Outside Health and Fitness Podcast, episode 149, Holiday Fitness, How to Survive the Perfect Storm.
It can keep weight off for good. That should be your, that should be like the number one like reason why you would add it in.
Welcome to the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. We're getting outside the box, outside our comfort zone, and outside and in shape. If you're bored with the same old fitness routine at the gym and you're ready to try something new, then this is the show for you. We're exploring new and fun ways to get fit on the trail, on the water, on the slopes, and outside.
Hi, this is Steve Stearns from Outside Health and Fitness, and thank you for joining me for another episode. If you're new to the show, we like to stay fit and active by having fun outside. We like to ride, slide, run, walk, hike, bike, golf, rolf, swim, and ski. If it's fun outside and it keeps us healthy, we love it. So if you're like us and you like to have fun outside, then you found the right place. I'm here to help you find new motivation to be fit, to make working out less like work and more like fun. If you need a fitness partner to inspire you and help you find the fun in fitness, I'm here for you. All my contact information can be found at outsidehealthandfitness.com. Reach out and let's get started. You know, it's that time of year again, and there is a storm brewing, the perfect storm. The holidays are fast approaching, and you're already starting to feel the crunch. Planning, shopping, family get-togethers, there just doesn't seem to be enough time, and your stress level is going up. And on top of that, there are all these little tempting treats everywhere, leftover Halloween candy, office parties, and something has to give. This can be a challenging time of year to stick with your fitness plan, but my guest today has solid advice for getting you through the holidays on track and intact. I'm excited to welcome celebrity fitness trainer Kathy Kaler back to the show to share with you and I a fantastic way to get the most bang for your holiday fitness buck this year, and how to make sure your fitness plan is well balanced, and how in just a couple of days a week, you can stay fit, strong, and burn calories right through the holidays.
OutsideHealthAndFitness.com.
So as I said, my guest today is celebrity fitness trainer and exercise expert, Kathy Kaler. Kathy is a fitness hall of famer, and many of the top names in Hollywood, like Kim Kardashian, Jennifer Aniston, Julia Roberts, go to her for health and fitness advice. And today, it's your turn to get some tips from Kathy for getting through this busy holiday season fit, intact, and feeling better than ever. So let's get right to my interview with Kathy. All right, Kathy, I am so excited to have you back on the show. Welcome back.
So happy to be here again.
You're a regular on our show over here. This is great.
I love that.
We wanted to get together today and talk about, we're kind of heading into the holiday season. We want to talk a little bit about just maintaining that commitment and the importance of sticking with it through this period.
Oh, you said it. I mean, getting ready for this time of year is already right front and center at every store.
Yeah.
The Christmas trees are out.
It's earlier and earlier every year.
Yeah, and that's the thing that I find so so often the frustration and the difficulty of sticking with your regular routine, because we've got all of these added activities to do and preparations, and it really does carve into your schedule. And unless you are very dedicated and very organized, this is the time of year that people let that weekly workout with your trainer, or that daily walk after dinner, or those weight training sessions that you bought at your gym in a package, get pushed to the side and kind of use that. I'll do it in the new year, new year, new you, and I'll take care of it all then. And
right.
Unfortunately, it's hard, because I think so much starts to build up of frustration, and you start feeling bad, and you get negative, and then you've got a real big mountain to climb come January 1st.
Yeah, it's almost like the perfect storm, isn't it? It's like, you're massively busy, you're stressed because you've got all this holiday stuff, and there's like little tempting snacks everywhere. It's all working against you at this time of year.
Exactly. Exactly.
So what kind of advice do you give to people that are entering into this time of year that are concerned about kind of sticking with it? How can we do that?
Well, I think if we take it back to just looking at what are the workouts that potentially will give you the most bang for your buck. Mm-hmm. I think that is, you know, we're all short on time, which I love saying that because I kind of just copy everyone, but I really know as an expert, the reality is we all have time. It just depends on your priorities. It depends on your goals. It depends on really you're able to do it. It's just how badly do you want to do it? And that kind of ties into our last interview where I said, when is enough enough?
Right.
But, you know, so looking at this time of year, we do have pretty busy and hectic schedules. So getting a workout in that really can offer you a lot more than just the sweat would be strength training. Mm-hmm. And I still find people today, especially women, very hesitant about doing that as their only workout, adding it in as part of their workout. Just for fear of, I don't want to get bulky. I don't feel like I get a good workout. I need to get myself on that 30-minute blast of cardio. Mm-hmm. When in reality, there's so many benefits to strength training. It can keep weight off for good. I mean, that should be like the number one like reason why you would add it in. And I will speak for some personal experience. I have been recovering from a hip replacement surgery, and obviously when one has one of those, you've probably had lots of pain and inability to work out. So my exercise that I have been doing pretty much my whole life came to a complete and utter halt. And what I experienced with that, and you know, I see it today as I'm healing, my muscle has really atrophied to nothing.
Yeah. It doesn't take long, does it?
It doesn't take long. And that's the thing is you then start gaining weight. And mm-hmm. that's one of the biggest benefits of strength training is it can get your weight off and it can keep it off.
Yeah.
But it doesn't stop there. Strength training is super important to increase that muscle mass, bone health. And when people talk about, you know, muscle versus fat or lean tissue versus fat, we've always heard, you know, muscle weighs more, but it also burns more.
Yeah.
So if you think of muscle as like these little engines, like these little muscle cells have little engines, which they do, that can really help that caloric expenditure throughout your day. The more muscle you carry, the more efficient at burning calories your body is. So I think anybody who has that goal of weight loss should really think about making sure that they are doing resistance training.
Yeah. That is quite a myth that you were talking about where a lot of people feel like, geez, if I do strength training, I'm just going to bulk up and be this big, bulky bodybuilder looking.
Muscle man.
Yeah, Muscle Magazine. Right. And, you know, when you stop and you kind of step back from it and think about it logically, you go, those guys work incredibly hard to get to that point. And there's a lot of genetics involved too. Chances are that's not going to happen to you. And what you're saying is, you know, I do the strength training aside from all the other benefits, I'm burning calories for an extended period after I'm done.
No question. And that you are increasing that lean muscle mass.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you get that continual, just your engine revs a little higher than someone else who doesn't have it. And, you know, it makes sense. I just think it's very difficult to convince people that, yes, we do need to do cardiovascular exercise for our hearts, the most important muscle.
Mm-hmm.
But there are ways that you can strength train that does get your heart rate up. I mean, mm-hmm. In my memory, when I was doing bench press and leg press and leg extensions, I mean, my heart rate is up. Granted, it's a stop and start and stop and start, but there are really tons and tons of different ways that people can get strength training into their routine, from classes that are taught to actually keep that heart rate up for the whole workout. to boot camp type classes where you are doing strength conditioning. You know, the list is long, and it just takes your dedication. You know, it doesn't happen overnight. The body takes anywhere from 8 to 12 weeks to begin to show those physiological changes. So it is a lifestyle, but the sooner you adopt it, the sooner you will start to see those changes.
Yeah. And there's some other good stuff that goes along with that too, right? I mean, there's a lot of stability that comes from strength training, maybe reduce some back pain, that sort of thing.
Oh, there's really, the list goes on and on. You know, I think when you talk about stability and balance, starting from increasing that core strength, just by simply doing even body weight exercises like a plank, that's kind of the beginning of where you can start to find more of your strength working for you, and opposing muscle groups. So we do a lot in our everyday life, just basic moves that use that same muscle over and over again. And when the opposite muscle isn't getting that same kind of activity, that's where strength training is, again, super important to keep those muscles balanced. So, for example, if you take the bicep, which is the muscle right in the front of your arm, and you make that Popeye move, the opposite of that muscle, the back of it, is your tricep. But there's really not a lot of daily exercises or daily moves that you do that use that tricep motion. So getting a dumbbell and doing tricep extensions is very important, and especially for women who want to see that definition in the back of the arm, who don't want to have the, you know, the waving of the arm and it still goes as you stop waving.
Right.
You know, that's why you want to do that.
Right.
And so then moving down to your legs, the quads get a lot of work. They work with sitting down, standing up. They work with climbing stairs, lifting your knees up. But the hamstring is a different motion.
Mm-hmm.
You don't do that often throughout the day. So again, and when you have these imbalances, the risk for injury rises up.
Right. So do you recommend, if you're working one muscle group, that you always work the opposing muscle group at the same time? I mean, not the same time, but, you know, in the same session.
Right. As a trainer, I've always done that. I felt that it was something that biomechanically it worked really well.
Mm-hmm.
It also made sure that you were engaging those muscles as a pair, you know, doing a set of leg extensions and then move to your hamstrings, maybe throw in a lunge and then repeat.
Yeah.
It feels good to kind of work those muscles. Sometimes it's just like, you know, sounds silly, but, you know, it's like the peanut butter and jelly sandwich. It's just, they just go together.
Right.
And so whether people are doing their workout in a gym or you've got something at home, I mean, there's really no excuse. There is something that you can do no matter where you are and what you have in terms of equipment or financial reasons. You can strengthen your body.
Yeah. Yeah. I really like those body weight exercises for that same idea. Like you said, you can basically do them anywhere you want to.
Exactly. And there is, you know, another part to strength training that's important. And if you break down what strength training is, it's really like resistance. If you are looking at what is the muscle actually doing, is you're being, you know, it's being pushed against a force. So in other words, if you have to pick something up, you are using that resisting force against the muscle, and it's basically contracting. That's like when you make that Popeye muscle, you're contracting that bicep muscle, but you've got to give it something to do that with.
Yeah.
So I love the range of motion as well. So if you're doing just planks or, you know, some of the yoga moves, because I know a lot of people say, well, I do yoga and, you know, I'm really strong. And that's so true. But I also think it's important to use those muscles in their range of motion that they naturally have.
Right.
So a basic strength training kind of program is very simple to add into your week, because it's maybe 2-3 times tops. You don't need to do any more than that.
What about warming up? I know there's been a lot of stuff, you know, people talked about, you know, years ago when we were in high school in the gymnasiums, they'd have us bend over and touch our toes and do all these static stretching moves when we were cold, mm-hmm. you know? And of course, we were 16, so we were okay.
Right, right. Nothing was being told.
Yeah, that's right. What are your thoughts on that now? Is that a good idea? Is there a better way to do that?
I'm still pretty old-fashioned on it, and I also think it's just, you know, practical thinking. Mm-hmm. If you're doing some demands on the body in a way that is isolating muscles, or if you are doing something that is a little more a quick motion that requires a lot of energy at that given moment, when you're not warmed up, you just have that chance to increase that risk to pulling the muscle. And why put yourself in that place?
Right.
So when it comes to warming up, if you think about the whole body, you want to increase its temperature.
Yeah.
You want to increase the amount of oxygen needed. You want to get those tendons, the ligaments, and obviously the muscles a little more loose, a little more warmed up. And it could be something as simple as hopping on the elliptical or walking on the treadmill or walking around the block.
Yeah.
Anything to get that temperature up. And 5 minutes. That's the way you want to do it. You want to warm the body, but not long, because you don't want to fatigue the muscles.
Mm-hmm.
So you can come back to that cardio after you've done your weights, which I know is what a lot of people do like doing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's really important to make sure that you have prepped your body prior to the exercise.
Yeah, no, that's great. And you recommend just a couple times a week, 2-3 times in terms of strength training, and do you kind of switch off a little bit? You do strength training one day, then maybe you do a run or a bike ride or something like that, and then do strength training, give your body some time to rest?
Well, rest is very key, especially when you are doing strength exercises, because mm-hmm. you are putting that muscle to hopefully a point of exhaustion, and you do want to give it time to repair, you know, anywhere 24, 48 hours. So absolutely, doing something in between, and that's where you can create kind of that strength one day, cardio the next day,
yeah.
and it gives that time to rest, recover, rejuvenate, and repair. That part is nice because you're not having to do strength training 5 days a week, although there's a lot of people who do, but the American Council of Exercise and even the other certification organizations have researched that and have given the recommendation of 2-3 times a week for strength training is enough.
What do you have going on right now? Do you have anything new coming out, any new programs or anything that...
Oh, I have. I always have something.
You always have something, right?
Always something going on. I am... Well, currently I still have my Fit and Sexy for Life radio show and creating new products, both for apparel, food, drinks, everything that has some connection to it being a better choice.
Mm-hmm.
And its ingredients and how it's made and where it's made. I also have a list of some really great authors that I'm going to be talking to probably December and into early January. But I'm also super excited to have a very new, I really haven't even announced it very much, but I'm working with the Lamb Board, and that would be in protein.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, what? Lamb? What? But lamb is actually a really, really good choice of protein.
Uh-huh.
There are family ranchers in the United States. And the story and just learning about where our food comes from is very important to me. I'm fascinated by it. And I also think it's the part where we as the public need to be better educated and made more aware of how our food gets to the grocery store or, in fact, gets to your table.
Right.
And so my alignment with the Lamb Board is doing just that. And I'm very animal conscious, and certified, humane, dedicated. And I also think it's very important what, if you do eat animal protein, what those animals are eating. Because what they eat is basically what you're eating.
Exactly. Yep. No, that's great. Well, that's very exciting.
Yeah. So doing some work with them, and that more and more will be a little more transparent and apparent on my social media.
Yeah.
But I'm really happy to get this opportunity to learn and then to be able to share.
That's very cool. We'll have to stay tuned for more information on that for sure.
We will for sure.
Well, Kathy, thank you so much for coming on. It was awesome talking with you. And as always, I'll make sure that we have links in the show notes so folks can come check you out and see all the things that you have going on. Anything else that you would like to share before we sign off for folks that are getting ready to go into the holiday season?
Well, I think that tie-in with looking for something that you can do that you can really carve out into these busy weeks coming up that will give you more bang for your buck is find some weight, do the exercise strength machines at your gym, pick up an exercise video at your local Target. The opportunities to do it are right there in front of you. You need to execute that, but the results and how you're going to feel is priceless. And I think that's an important gift that you could give to yourself this holiday season.
Well, thanks again, Kathy. It was great talking with you again.
But likewise, can't wait till we do it again.
Well, I hope you got some value from the show today and found the information Kathy shared helpful to plan your holiday fitness strategy this year. I wanted to thank Kathy again for being on the show and sharing her advice for staying fit through the holidays with us. I have some more fantastic shows and interviews coming up this month, and a great way to make sure you never miss an episode is to join our free mailing list. I want to welcome a new member who joined Outside Health and Fitness this week. Hello, Cindy. Awesome to meet you and great to have you on board. If you want to join too, it is super easy. Just visit outsidehealthandfitness.com/149 and listen for your name on the next show. You'll also get links to everything that we talked about on the show today and your free copy of Fit Fast First Thing, my Tabata morning workout for a quick 10-minute routine you can use to start your day off right. It's a perfect way to stay in shape this holiday season. Visit outsidehealthandfitness.com/149. I'm Steve Stearns. Thanks again for listening. Well, that wraps up another episode of the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. I hope you got something of value from the show today that helps you get outside and in shape. For more on taking your health and fitness outside, visit outsidehealthandfitness.com and subscribe to the show. Until next time, I'll see you outside.